Good morning, Arvid. Today is Thursday, 30th of August, and right now it's cloudy and fresh after last night's storm on 26 degrees Celsius. The weather forecast for today predicts overcast with rain and temperatures ranging from low 27 to high 29, with a heat index on 33. It will be breezy with southerly winds at 15 to 20 km per hour, and chance of a rain is on 80%. Later on, we can expect overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain. Windy again. Winds from southwest at 20 to 30 km per hour and chance of a rain is on 30%. Moon is waxing in Gibbous and illuminated on 97%, and tomorrow is full moon, blue moon in Pisces. Savitri Bhavan have this month tomorrow, on August 31st, a blue moon gathering in front of Sri Aurobindo statue at 7:15 to 8:15 with a message from the mother, reading from Savitri, and a silent concentration and music by Sunil. Today at 5 p.m. at the Unity Pavilion in International Zone is working meeting of the residents on Resident Assembly changes to admission and termination regulations. The agenda of this meeting is to work out and agree on specific changes to earlier proposed document to then discuss this with Mr. Bala Bhaskar. After incorporating his input, the resulting document will be presented on the Resident Assembly for final ratification before being handed over to the governing board. Resident Assembly Service also invite us on Tuesday, 4th of September at Unity Pavilion in International Zone to a collective priorities and values meeting on number 5 with the topic affordable housing. At the last collective priorities and values meeting focused on the need for affordable housing in Auroville as a step toward the removal of financial barriers to joining the community. And on Tuesday there will be presentation from Lavinier by Soro, who has agreed to present to the meeting the challenges faced by affordable housing in Auroville and future plans for affordable housing projects and why the transit launch affordable housing project start. For more information on this, don't hesitate to email rasservice@auroville.org or you can call on 948-6623-749. Auroville Consulting, Sunlit Future, Auroville Electrical Service and Ila Ingarkar Educational Center are inviting us on Sunday, 2nd of September, to witness the commissioning of two pilot grid-connected rooftop solar PV installations as a part of collaborative effort of Tamil Nadu State Planning Commission, Tamil Nadu Energy Development Agency, Tamil Nadu Generation and Distribution Corporation, and Auroville. That will happen at Ila Ingarkar Education Center, and here's Tuan, an interview with Andrea.
Hello.
Good morning, Tuan. This is Andrea from the Auroville Radio. I would like to just to ask you a little about some information about the commissioning of the solar system in Auroville. Can you give some information about what's going to happen on Sunday?
Yeah, on Sunday we are commissioning with the presence of people from the Tamil Nadu Energy Development Agency, which is an agency of the government that promotes renewable energy, two rooftop solar installations in Auroville. And both of them are pilot projects that we are doing in collaboration with TEDA, that is the Tamil Nadu Energy Development Agency, the Electricity Board, and the Planning Commission of Tamil Nadu to demonstrate the viability of grid-connected rooftop solar. So all the rooftop solar that we have in Auroville so far and which are installed elsewhere in the state are standalone systems. That means they charge a battery. And these systems, they are going to be connected to the Tamil Nadu grid. That means they are grid interactive. And that also means that if they generate more power than what the building needs, that the extra power goes to the grid.
Mm. And that it means that it's sold to the Tamil Nadu Electric.
Well, right now it's not being sold, so there is no cash coming in for the power that is exported, because this is only a pilot study. But hopefully this pilot study will result in a policy that the Tamil Nadu government will have to announce that deals with the issue of surplus power. Now, most probably what we expect that will happen is that they will go for a system that is known as net metering.
Mm.
So in net metering, the power that you export gets deducted from the energy that you import.
So there will be a balance.
And then you pay the balance.
Okay.
You pay the balance. So let us assume that you have, suppose you have consumed 100 kilowatt hour in the building, and you have generated out of that 80 kilowatt hour yourself, then you would pay 100 minus 80, 20 kilowatt hour only.
Okay.
That's called net metering.
Okay.
Now, what happens if you produce more than what you consume? If the net metering is positive, that means you have, for example, consumed 100 kilowatt hours but produced 120. For that, there is not yet clarity how they will deal with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a question regarding other states in India. What's happening in the other part of
India? Yeah, for example, in Gujarat, they already are doing this. Still on a smaller scale, Gujarat is doing, Karnataka has a policy. So we are basically already since January this year, we have been interacting with Tamil Nadu government to get a policy here also. Because we believe that, you know, the big solar plants on the ground that are also being installed, they take for every megawatt 5 acres of land.
Mm.
And that is usually agricultural land.
Mm-hmm.
So our view is that it is better to first try to use the roofs, because the roofs are free and you don't have to take agricultural land for them. And another advantage is that if you put a solar panel on a roof, you can connect the installation to the existing distribution board of that building. You don't need any extra infrastructure.
Yeah, it's very close to the final user.
Plus, the building will absorb most of the power, in most cases all the power, so you also you save on transmission losses.
Yes. And
we are saying no to the ground systems, the big ones, but we are saying basically, you know, a good part of the target, Tamil Nadu has a target of 3,000 megawatt by 2016. What we are proposing, let a good part of it, say 50% at least, be on roofs.
Mm-hmm. I have a question regarding what is going on in the world in this kind of energy projects.
There are some countries that are very progressive, for example, Germany. Germany already has 20,000 megawatt of solar PV, 20,000 megawatt, and in spite of the fact that there is much less sun there than here, for example.
Yeah.
And that is possible. Spain also has it, Holland to a lesser extent, and that is all possible because of an enabling policy.
Hmm.
See, today, if you take in our Indian context, if you generate 1 kilowatt hour of solar, the cost, if you calculate the cost in relation to the capital investment, is somewhere between 10 to 12 rupees a kilowatt hour.
Yeah.
And the conventional power is still much less.
Yes.
So you need a policy that bridges the gap between the cost of conventional power and the cost of solar power.
For sure. Now,
in Germany, they do that with what is called a feed-in tariff.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So what you feed in, you get paid for.
Yeah, that's a good way, for sure.
It's a way that definitely you can see the results. I mean, there are parts of Germany, if you drive through, you see no house without a rooftop solar panel.
Yeah. So, just for concluding this interview, I would like to remind, so the event is on Sunday, the 2nd of September at 11 o'clock. Where?
Yeah, at the Langenhall Education Center.
Okay.
It starts at 11 and everyone is requested to be there a little bit earlier so that we can start right on time.
Okay, thank you very much, Tuan, for your time. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye, same to you.
Bye.
Tonight at 7 p.m. at the amphitheater of the Matri Mandir, we are invited to a Matri Arpanam, offering to the mother by Srimati Bombay Jayashri and her musicians. Entrance is by Second Banyan and gate will open at 6:15 p.m. All are requested to be seated by 6:45. The Matri Mandir team and musicians asking us to leave our pets at home and cell phones off. No video recording or flash photography permitted. The musical offering will conclude with a silent concentration of 5 minutes. Natural Mount Garden Cafe celebrates its first anniversary on Saturday, 1st of September. And between 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. they are inviting us to a day party. On that party we will eat, dance and laugh. And for only 50 rupees we can get a gourmet buffet and drinks. Featuring will be tango performance at 6:30 p.m. and DJ Jesse between 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Solitude Organic Restaurant is happy to announce that from the 1st of September there will be every Friday a live acoustic music night at Solitude along with their vegan sushi evening. They aim to make an intimate atmosphere with the setting of the restaurant. There's going to be a program of artists playing up until the monsoon. They will start tomorrow by Krishna playing songs from Emergence, and on 7 September Ashaman will perform classical guitar with some Spanish and South American themes. After the set, anyone is free to play or have a jam session. They're asking us to reserve sushi as normal by ringing on 978-866-5027 or 262-2068. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Nivas tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. we can see Aigual, Rebirth of a Forest, directed by Mark Kane and made in France in 2008. At Ecofilm Club in Sadana Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen Processed People documentary, which was made in USA by director Jeff Nelson in 2009. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m. we can see The Snows of Kilimanjaro, made in France in 2011 by director Gord Gourdin. And on Saturday, also at 8 p.m., they will screen international drama Silent Light, made in Mexico in 2007 by director Carlos Rigadas. And children can see on Sunday, 2nd of September at 4:30 p.m. Laurel and Hardy, A Champ at Oxford, made in USA 1940 by director Alfred J. Goulding. At the David Lean Festival at 8 p.m. we can see Blight Spirit, made in UK in 1945. Those who do work for the mother in all sincerity are prepared by the work itself for the right consciousness, even if they do not sit down for meditation or follow any particular practice of yoga. It is not necessary to tell you how to meditate. Whatever is needful will come of itself if in your work and at all times you are sincere and keep yourself open to the mother, wrote Sri Aurobindo. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on aurobindoradio.org.